podcast with the pot crew. It's the pot just crew because not because of what you're thinking, but because the S is not here.
The pot.
Security is working again. So S in security in spot is not here. But we do have me, the P, Keala, the procrastinator.
Then overachiever, G.
The overachiever, yes.
And I'm the tweetest, Nani.
And it spells out spot, in case you guys didn't know by now. And again, thank you for those of you who went to our website, g-spotmusic.com.
And got our stickers all over the place.
Yes.
Yes.
We have been seeing them.
If you see a circle, a black circle with the letter G in it, posted or stuck places, that's our stickers. We've been passing them out, but we don't know who's been putting them where.
Yeah. So we've seen them all over the place on stop signs and everything. So be legal. But
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for the pushing it. But yeah, don't do anything illegal. Or don't get caught doing anything.
Yeah,
illegal.
Yeah, right.
And we don't have a record of who we gave the stickers to, so you're safe.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it.
All right. So thanks again for joining us. Last week's podcast or last podcast was kind of deep. We went pretty deep, man.
I was grouchy.
Were you?
Yeah. That's well, I was the one ranting like a nut.
Why were you grouchy?
Because I didn't have Wi-Fi and I didn't have electricity.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I was dirty and hot.
I'd be grouchy too.
And I was holding in my pee.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Well, why don't we just pee before we start?
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. Hold on.
I'll be back. Okay.
Well, procrastinator.
Yeah, he's procrastinating.
You're procrastinating having to be
releasing your
yeah. It has nothing to do with my prostate. Prostate. All right. So what are we talking about this time? Anybody get any topics?
It's Tweetest turn.
Oh, Tweetest turn. Yeah,
oh, okay. Well, I kind of wanted to talk about our Roman Catholic Pope.
Oh, jeez. We starting off.
The reason I want to is because I was on Twitter, of course, obviously, and he had written an article, made a statement, you know, and he kind of bashed devout Catholics. Yeah, right, he did.
Wait,
what? He wrote an article.
Yeah, and he was talking about how we should be more progressive, how we should be more accepting. One thing I do know for a fact is he's pushing for, if you're a devout Catholic, when you get divorced, you're not supposed to be able to
marry the church.
Yeah, marry in the church or receive communion. Holy Communion. You're not supposed to. So
I didn't know that.
He's working towards like us. You can get married again, civil union thing even, and all of that, and then you can continue on and receive communion. Like no consequence for divorce. When we all know in the Catholic Church the strict rules are you're not even supposed to get divorced, eh?
Well, I don't know what it's called. There's a technical term for it. But the loophole is if you are abused or...
Right, yes.
Yeah. And if things like that happen, then you can get... But my question is, why are you worried about it? You not married?
Oh, me? No, I'm not worried about it. This is why I'm worried about it.
You worried of racking up your divorce?
I personally am one of the Catholics of today, Christians. I don't want to speak for everybody, but I actually heard this on the radio station Dad listens to with the preacher. He was talking about how more Christians, Catholics, you know, people of our faith, aren't going to church as much, aren't doing it as much. We're pretty much keeping our faith at home, you know, relationship, personal relationship with Jesus, all of that stuff.
And listening to
him. Yeah, right. So the reason I'm concerned about it is because the Pope... In my view, the Pope should be the person I think is going too far. He should be the person where I'm like, well, that's kind of strict, man. You know,
he's like Grandpa.
Yes, Grandpa. Right. He's
the head of the Catholic
Church.
He's
the head.
If anybody should keep the rules strict, it should be him.
I want to say like, wow, strict, man. You know, and he's not. Absolutely
that's why you
not.
Have all the rules in place. With ceremony and all that, so that it wouldn't change so much because God is the same yesterday, today, forever.
Amen.
And if He's changing it now, I can see why that would be
confusing. The thing is, he's a human, and anytime humans are involved, things get screwed up. So what I've been noticing in like the past few years, because we were raised Catholic, so of course I have love for.
Still say I'm Catholic.
Yeah, oh, I'm Catholic.
Catholic Church, but then what the mistake people make is. They tend to follow rules that was made by man in whatever religion it is, instead of sticking to the rules of the Bible. So the past five, I would say 5-6 years, I've been really kind of changing my view on my religion. I still consider Catholic, but then, you know, think about it, we grew up Catholic. During Lent, you don't eat meat on Fridays. Right. The Bible never said anything about that. So I started eating meat on Fridays.
Allah!
I'm telling
I
mom.
I don't eat meat on Fridays.
No. Yeah.
Go, Jesus, carry on. I still don't eat meat on Fridays.
The rosary. You know, still have nothing against the rosary, but found out when you read the Bible that you should never pray to anyone except God through Jesus.
I still pray to rosary.
Well, it's more like a novena.
So when you say Hail Mary.
I still pray it.
And mom, and you know, this is, yeah, this, like, this might be kind of controversial, but you know, but then, like, when mom says you lose something, who do you pray to?
St. Anthony.
Yeah.
Well, that's a patron saint.
I don't do that anymore. I just go straight to God through Jesus. God, I lost this. Because, not saying it's a bad thing if you do it.
It's not because I do it.
It's just, I just sticking to the Bible and the Bible's
I feel regulations. Like you're right in that. You're right in that. Because we're not supposed to be praying to anyone else.
Not criticizing people who do.
Right. But I feel, yeah, it's a vessel. I feel like I am asking this person to go through, because that's his specific specialty. Right. That's his specialty. You know, so St. Francis with the animals. So if I have a sick animal, Saint it's Michael. Like St. Francis, you know, I'm not saying St. Francis heal my cat.
Yeah.
It's more a vessel to go through to Jesus Christ himself. That's the way I look at it. That's why I kind of still
do
that. But I see what you say. You don't pray to man.
The importance of the Catholic Church and what it does is keeping, and I know that the law isn't, but the law is where a lot of people start their faith. And without that, there's nothing, no structure to get into, so that when you grow into a relationship on your own, you can go off and understand because you met Jesus at the realest place possible.
Yeah.
The law is required because most people don't come in at the relationship level. They need to come in at the law level first. And it is historical because it's the church that Peter started. Like, it's all the way through time. It's pretty amazing how it stood the test of time. And I'm only saying that because I don't put myself under the rule of everything the Catholic Church says. I disagree with a lot of stuff that the Catholic Church says. But it should still be there, and it should be holding to what it was formed to do. Like, it's not being what it was formed to do, and that's what's upsetting. It could be, I could even be a Catholic and I would still care. That's not what the church was about.
Well, this Pope, too, this, he fired a head cardinal. And the head cardinal was, like, a staunch Catholic, play by the book, all the rules, you know, what I'm saying should the Pope should be, he let him go. So
I think that it's important to have that guy there and the Pope there and some other people there all to come together to make a rule.
To make something.
Yeah, they shouldn't, I mean, all one way is not good either.
It just doesn't, it doesn't seem right.
And any religion, I mean, like, people without religion, well, I shouldn't say that, because atheists, if you want to believe it or not, atheists is actually a religion, whether you want to admit it or not.
It's a belief.
Yeah. But my thing is, okay, I think maybe I should say that any religion, whatever you guys believe, whatever you guys, is totally fine to believe whatever. And this is just my reason for believing and following the Bible. And if you want to take it, however, the reason is, let's say you take every book, every religious book that's written, and you put it on the table, and you say, pick one book, or pick all the books that have prophecies that came true that are astronomically impossible to come true. Statistically impossible. There is only one book that has that, and that's the Bible. Yeah, there is no way that those prophecies should have came true. And I'm not talking about prophecies that people cannot. No, I'm talking about specific prophecies. Yeah, and like people could say, oh, the Quran has some prophecies. I'm not talking about self-fulfilling prophecies either. Like, if I say I go in China in 5 years and I save money and I go China and I say, see, my prophecy came true, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right.
So there might be some religions that have that. So because the Bible is the only book that has all of these, I choose to believe whatever in that Bible, in that book.
And that's only for those of you who are neurologically looking for something, those of you who are looking for a relationship. The only way I can say that it's real is if you just ask for it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're an atheist and you don't know, just what the hell do you have to lose? Just ask for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then watch to see if anything changes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen with a ray of light and all that stuff. Just pray up, sleep on it, wake up, and see how you feel.
I had this conversation with a professor from college. He said that, you know, we came from gorillas. And I said, that's an interesting theory, but I believe something else. And he asked me, what do you believe? I said, I believe we were created. He said, well, that's an interesting theory, too. And I told him, well, if you're right, no harm, no foul. If I'm right, you're screwed.
Right.
So... yeah, just give it a try.
It's not just that too, but that's a good point. Like, they don't teach things like theories anymore. Like, if you go to the IMI Loa, I can't stand the IMI Loa because it teaches evolution as a science, as what happened.
Yeah, as fact.
This is what happened. And that's not true. There's no Big Bang proof. There's no proof. You know it's a theory. Don't act like it's not a theory.
Yeah.
And don't post it like it's a fact.
People
because
say just because
kids are growing up with that fact.
People say just because you call it science, you mean it's true. Science is also, if you think about it, science is a religion too. Nobody ever, ever, ever witnessed macroevolution. Nobody ever, unless you you know, with all this carbon dating, I understand there's scientific fact behind it, but there's still room for error.
What?
So if you tell me this rock is 2 million years old, unless a guy that I know is 2 million years old and saw that rock there's still room to say
faith.
That rock could might
have faith.
Yeah, people and say the Grand Canyon, there's no way the Grand Canyon could have been made. The flood could have made it.
Yeah.
You look at Mount St. Helens erupting. Things that happened during the Mount St. Helens eruption shows that it doesn't take millions of years. I'm not saying that millions of years theory is wrong. I'm just saying that science itself...
It requires faith.
Yeah, it requires faith.
Some sort of faith.
And you can say, well, it's based on these facts. Well, you know what? Our faith is based on some facts, too.
Yeah.
So what's your faith in facts better than our faith in facts?
Yeah.
And besides, and I don't like that either, because you don't have to pitch yourself against science. Science supports
right.
Yes.
It goes hand in hand.
Yeah, yeah. So does archaeology.
It can go hand in hand.
That's why you have, more scientists and atheists converting to Christianity than you have Christians converting to atheism.
And you also have more scientists asking the questions and looking for the answers. It's hard for you not to say there's more questions than answers here.
Yeah.
I have to go someplace else.
And when you bring up the Bible, people always bring up, the Old Testament, so you should still stone people if they work on Sunday, blah, blah, blah. Like, no,
that's the Quran.
The Old Testament. No,
sorry.
Not if you work on Sunday, just if you don't believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. The Old Testament is basically to set up the history and law, and to show that when Jesus came, he canceled it out, but he became
he took the wrath of it, he became the
sacrifice,
right?
So that all of that stuff in the past, you don't have
to throw blood at altars.
Yeah, you don't have to sacrifice animals anymore and all that too. So you need the Old Testament, but the New Testament and Jesus coming is what.
Covers
everything.
The covenant, that was the new covenant. There was a covenant in the Old Testament between God and his people. Jesus is the new covenant in the New Testament that took was the sacrifice, took the wrath. We no longer have to please God. We no longer have to sacrifice to him.
Yeah.
We no longer have to do any of that. We are created by him, for him, to be loved.
And the problem, when we talk about this, the problem with Christians, a lot of Christians nowadays, is you think that because you're a Christian, you have the right to yell and judge and damn people to hell.
Right.
And that is not right.
Like
that's why people who think Christians are evil think that, because
people like
there are hypocrites. They're very hypocritical.
Yeah.
Very.
A lot of them.
I experienced that on Twitter. I was having a conversation with a person, and somebody else came through, a Catholic. I know she's a Catholic friend of mine because she likes all my Catholic posts.
Somebody else came through.
But so she comes through, and she just is like, screw you, demon, God, I mean, going on and on, demon from hell, and blah, 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 because I guess the guy was homosexual, the guy was gay, that I was talking to. You're going to go straight to hell, and all of these things to him.
Yeah, so you have... Okay,
and
so
I was like, I am so sorry for that.
Right.
That, like, hurt my heart as a Christian.
Yeah.
And we didn't even bring it up. We were just having... And he was a nice guy, nothing wrong.
And I got to say, it's none of our
Lord's plan.
All of us are sinners, and we cannot tell another person they're going to
hell. Right, tell another sinner.
Preach, pro.
And anybody else is going to say...
Preach.
I get this a lot on Twitter. Fake Christian this, fake Christian that. The only person who is perfect and was a real Christian nailed to the cross.
Yep.
We are all working on
it.
And
if you think that that's not true,
you know who would jump in, right? If security was here, he would say, because he always says that too. Yeah, I'm a Christian, but that doesn't mean that I'm not going to stand up or snap. And
well, what happened when they were selling, what Jesus did when they were selling in the church, selling merchandise in church and stuff? He turned over tables and everything. Get out, because it was disrespectful. Get out of my house. Jesus didn't just sit there.
The tax collector prayed, and the I forgot what he was, because he was a soldier or whatever, but he prayed. the tax collector prayed, saying, "Sorry, Jesus, for my sins. I don't deserve you. I'm sorry." And the other person was saying, "Thank you that I'm not the tax collector." Which prayer do you think you prefer?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So if we don't have these sins and we're not aware of it, what's going to humble us enough to know that we are never going to be Jesus, and we're just going to aspire to somehow, some way, at least once a day, show Him to somebody?
Yeah, and Christians need to, and I think that's what happened this past year or so or more. Christians are starting to stand up and fight for what their rights is, because everybody deserves rights. But the problem is when rights start becoming unbalanced and infringing on
other people. Giving excuses for opinions.
Yeah, that's when it gets to be a problem. It's like, you know, social justice is a good thing, but once the scale starts tipping too much the other way, that's when
the pendulum's going to swing back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Christians, we need to stand up and fight, but be proud, but also not condemn and criticize. You cannot fight intolerance by being intolerant.
Right. Absolutely. Because the pendulum is going to swing back at us and smack us in the face. Yeah. I don't want to do that again. Yeah. We should have learned something from everything that happened.
I always say, Jesus said to turn the other cheek, but He didn't say how much times.
Yeah.
I'll turn my cheek twice, maybe three, but after that, sorry.
He also said,
the human will come out and
stand. Well, He said, if you don't stand for me, you stand for nothing.
Yeah.
And standing for Him is saying what rights you have without being disrespectful or hurtful.
Well, and we're not just speaking like theoretically. It's happening.
Yeah.
It's our rights as Christians, here in Hawaii, and I believe California as well, when I looked it up, there's a pro-life centers where pregnant women go. And they're Christian. They're Christian based.
They're backed by churches.
No state money. Yeah. No government money. No funding. And they're by law now have to offer Planned Parenthood information, abortion information, you know, things like that.
They have to get fined.
They have to get fined $1,000 on the first offense, $500 each additional offense that they don't present this information to these women.
Which is bullcrap.
And the patient can sue.
Yeah.
So if they're not giving it, the patient can personally sue. So that's you know what, pro-life, this is not an abortion argument. This is a Christian faith,
if
religious
we're not allowed
argument.
Into your world,
yes.
Not coming to our world.
Yeah.
Especially
completely strip the rights
in
away.
Hawaii.
And that's not the issue. It's when somebody's demanding for their rights to get bigger, somebody else's is going to get smaller. So ours is, you know, as Christians, is getting
and then Pro
smaller.
Made a good point, like we cannot do the same thing they did to us
right.
by shutting them up the way that we were forced to shut up, because we're just gonna have to swallow it the next time this happens.
Yeah,
we gotta learn from this and do it better so that it's something that we can balance and sustain for both parties to have rights.
It's more like just keep it out of the legal realm.
People can talk to each other,
right? Just deal with it like that. Why sue, go to courts, higher courts, you know,
and
to make it a deal. You're just making it a deal.
Now you're making
it a deal. I'll wrap up the whole
thing.
And whatever we're talking about. I think the Pope should stay out of politics, first of all.
Yeah.
And that would solve the problem.
Yeah.
And separation of church and state, it's not in the Constitution.
No. And you know, all separation of church and state, that's been hijacked. I want to talk about that. Separation of church and state has been hijacked. The reason America was formed in the first place was to escape religious persecution. So, when they wrote that, all it really meant, or whenever it was, you're saying it's not in the Constitution, so whatever, what was
the way people are
right. All it means is the government is to not favor any religion.
I just feel that,
that's all it means.
You should stay out of politics and just leave it at that. Because people are looking to Him. New Catholics are looking to Him. You know, for guidance, and if you're leading people astray,
If He's the link in this chain of Catholicism's history, He's going to be the kink that leads us into a whole other direction.
Right, a whole other way. Yeah,
and this is 2,000 years.
Yeah,
and
my final thought on this, like I started with, men, people are flawed. If you can follow people and just listen to what they say, you will get misled. It's one way or another. Yeah.
And don't let anybody be your gatekeeper to Jesus.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody tell you that you cannot talk to Him or that you cannot meet Him or know Him until you do this, this, this. We are not His gatekeepers. You go straight to Him.
Yeah. All right. Oh, boy. So that's anybody, anything light and funny you want to talk about?
Yeah, I'm talking about Jesus and my eyes are all watery. Give me a second. I'm a little verklempt.
Well, it's important to us. It's important to me. It's our
wait.
Lives.
Before you get back to something lighter, I have something else I want to say.
Uh-oh.
I'm glad. Like I said, do whatever you like.
You said I'm, and you said gay. I was like, what? I mean, so you said G. I'm good. Oh, what, no. What? Let it out. No.
Well, like I said, whatever you guys
love.
If I was gay, I'd be so far in the closet. I'd be in Narnia. So
we'd pull you out.
Gay, man? No. Because it's pretty far.
I'm coming out. I'm a lesbian.
We're going to drag you by your legs out.
I'm a lesbian. No, oh, wait, I didn't say that. off recording. The record. No, I'm not. Not a lesbian.
No, this is, I forget. You know the whole Ark, the Ark Museum? The Noah's Ark that they built?
Oh, yeah.
Right, yes.
They they lit it up with a rainbow, and gay rights people were complaining like, "Well, why is it?"
Stupid.
What they might forget is the rainbow originated.
Yeah, it's already taken
from the Noah's Ark story. The rainbow is a promise that God made that He will not destroy the earth by water again.
Yeah, we had that rainbow long time ago.
And plus, if you look at the rainbow, it's different colors than a flag that the gay community are using. But yeah, so justice is my thing. If you want to use a rainbow flag, whatever, that's cool. But don't say that Christians
else can.
Are trying to steal your rainbow, because the rainbow is already there.
Yeah, it's still there in the Bible. You can look it up.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Google
it was written.
It. It's pretty quick.
Lots of years ago.
Find it quickly.
Yeah.
Way before the gay movement, there was the rainbow in the sky.
Yeah, and you know, just thinking about what we're saying in this podcast we talk about right now, I just wonder how much people will be listening, and all they're gonna be thinking about is homophobes. Right, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
we
just said we didn't care.
Yeah, that's the thing. The people are going to hear what they want to hear. If you guys do think that, you guys are idiots.
Yeah, that's not at all correct.
Yeah.
No, and we're not saying you have to change to do no. And we never said that, any of it. Any of that at all. Not at all.
And plus, when anybody calls me any type of fool, I haven't been called that to my face yet, but if anybody does say anything...
Well, in case you guys didn't know, he's huge.
Yeah, he's big.
He's a tall motherfucker.
Tall,
big-ass son of a bitch. Sorry, Mom. Not that mom's a bitch.
Right now, you're a 6'10 guy thinking he ain't that big. But
well, in that case, then yeah, you're not Judas Peppers. Yeah.
No, but the funny thing is, people say something phobe or whatever phobe.
Yeah.
I laugh because phobe means fear. And the only things I fear is God and my father. So,
right.
So calling me any type of phobe is stupid because I'm not.
Actually, doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I'm actually a geophobe. I kind of fear my thought processes sometimes.
What is a geophobe?
Her name.
Scared of myself?
Oh, geo.
Running away from myself.
Yeah. I must be a.
No one on the spot crew is homophobic, xenophobic, a bigot, any racist, any of those terms people like to throw out.
And not because we just none of us really are.
Yeah.
They have no problems with any.
We
of those.
Are. Cool with
if I would be if I would be racist, it would actually be against somebody who
is racist,
who looks like Trump. But I, you know, I know, yeah.
No, yeah.
I'm attitudist. It's not a race.
Right, exactly.
It's an attitude.
Yes.
And yeah. Sometimes certain races have certain.
I'm a jackassophobe.
Yeah,
that's what I am.
But you're not scared of them, so you're not.
Oh no, I'm not.
Yeah.
Damn,
you're a predator. You're a jackass a predator.
Right.
But yeah, this is like, it's anyway, so just...
Yeah, but no, then you're not listening, because we never once said anybody had to change, we never said anybody was wrong, we never once said any of that stuff, we actually defended it.
Yeah. And then, I guess, if it's... Okay,
everybody has the right to live the quality of life that they want to live and be happy to live it.
And be who they are.
And we will all pay for our choices... Eventually.
Yeah, and it ain't gonna be to each other.
And it's not like we were all meaning that those of you are choosing other things, but
we all of us.
And if you don't think that you fall short of the glory of God, I don't know what to tell you, because you do.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah, we all do. Amen.
Some of us more than others. Sometimes I feel like, oh man, I'm not even worthy to ask for stuff.
That's sometimes like, geez, why are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Why are you talking to me? I do not deserve this. And then you just cry because you love me so much, and I'm such a freaking mess.
You're a mess? My goodness, I gotta get my life together.
No, but at least your stuff is external.
Nah. It's always easier to point out other people's problems.
And funnier.
Unless, unless you're me. That's why. Jesus, I don't know. The Dallas Cowboys, Ezekiel, what's his name? I forget his name, but he got suspended for 6 games.
Oh,
the guy that wore the half shirt.
What happened?
Guy. he, I don't know, apparently something about he had a fight. He had a, there's an alleged fight in a bar or something. The guy didn't prosecute yet. He's trying to prosecute.
See, that's the sad part about being in the spotlight. Sometimes
they're appealing.
Okay. Like, I don't know what happened in the chase, but if he was defending himself or...
Yeah. Like the big guy, the blindside guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
or, he was defending himself.
Yeah.
In the Uber car.
This... times when you gotta stand up and you know every once in a while you gotta whoop somebody's ass
and make sure it's not your wife
yeah.
NFL make sure it's not your wife
or dogs
yeah
like with Vic, yeah but yeah I mean and so because you're in a spotlight it gets even worse you can get sued people you know everybody has an opinion.
Yeah. Normally I'd agree with you, but because I don't want the Cowboys to win, I'm like, I support this 100%. Right?
I'm with you. Get right, the Cowboys up anyway. Yep, the Broncos. The Broncos fan here says,
what?
Should be 12.
Only that many games?
Well, I get friends who's mad because they was going to pick him for their fantasy football team, but now they cannot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that I sucks. Think of that. Me either. Oh, that sucks. Well, and if he's listening, which he probably isn't, but wear a full shirt, dude. What is that half shirt?
That's his thing.
If you are into half shirts, we do have prop shirts with the G-Spot logo on them at g-spotmusic.com.
You talking about half shirts like the kind I had in my senior picture?
Yes. That's right. You are.
That is exactly right. And it's right there. I'm looking at it.
In my senior picture, I decided to take a picture in a football jersey, half shirt.
Maybe we should do a then and now.
Oh my god!
Go find that jersey.
Oh my goodness!
No, you know what's funny? I found it a while ago. I put it on. It doesn't even like it's stretching. Like that's how much skinnier I was back in high school.
Oh
it's
my
like,
goodness!
And it's a net. It's a net.
So like the Play-Doh.
Yeah, so it's like Play-Doh coming out of the.
Coming out of the pukas.
We gotta post that on our website.
Oh, that's funny.
Back then, I would walk around without a shirt and. Shorts. Now I would walk around without shorts, but I would have to have a
always
shirt.
Have a shirt.
Like Winnie the Pooh.
I need both.
Or Donald Duck.
pick your poison, whatever one. Yeah, we'll post that on our site.
Oh boy, okay.
The then and now. I would die.
Yeah, me too. That'd be hilarious. And we're also gonna start doing videos soon.
Yeah, we need to do videos.
Maybe 2 weeks?
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
The next 2 weeks. Yeah.
And then when you guys get watching, you guys can go, oh.
I gotta dye my hair.
Yeah, picture us like horribly, horrendously disfigured. And then when you see us, I'm like, oh, wow.
Not too bad.
That's good. Yeah, that's all right. It's not what I pictured.
He looks like he eats well.
It's a very healthy family. Must be prosperous.
The tweetus is a woman? That voice?
No, you know what we should do? We should describe ourselves right now. We should describe ourselves right now. Like, I would say I'm 6'5", 200. Ripped muscles, baby blue eyes, and then when people finally see us and they go, "You're not that," and I would just say, "I identify as that." How dare you tell me I cannot identify?
That's
as...
That's what I look like too, by the way.
As Brad Pitt.
Me too.
Oh, Brad Pitt got sucked out. Like Angelina Jolie venomized him. He had to recover. He's like the carcass of a former man.
Serious? It's in the magazine.
He looked like crap.
And that's so sad because
they said it might have caused some sort of eating. Like the stress may have brought on some kind of eating.
She was my celebrity crush, Angelina Jolie.
She deserved it at one point.
Yeah. Now my celebrity crush. I don't know why. Holly Berry.
You saw Coraline? Did you guys see Coraline, the cartoon?
No.
There's this mother. She has this mother that controls her, and she's actually a spider. So she's this long, like long feet. Ah. Look her up. That is Angelina. She's voiced by Terry Hatcher, but that is Angelina Jolie, 100%, man.
The long skinny lady.
Long skinny venomous, waiting to suck your life out of you. Things, and then she leaves.
That's why I like Halle Berry.
And you know what? Brad Pitt is aging.
I'm with you.
I like Halle Berry. Especially because she crosses into comic book stuff.
Yeah, and then she's tanked that whole bottle of whiskey or whatever that was. I'm like, damn, girl.
She's a healthy looking lady. She's not all skinny.
Yeah, she looks good.
Yeah.
And I love her. She'll do any. She'll do roles, but then again, roles she does where comedy, she's a princess, and then she'll do roles where she looks no makeup. Yeah, she'll do anything. And she's great at it all.
See, I'm kind of torn now. Celebrity crush between her and Jennifer Lopez.
Well, I heard Jennifer Lopez was one of the worst. Mom told me that she is the meanest. Well, no, I can't find the word to help. Like at a hotel, she'll tell somebody to tell that person thank you.
But she was made in Manhattan.
And do that. Yeah.
she was the maid in Made in Manhattan.
That one mom told me.
Maybe that's because it's her family. You know what, Auntie?
That is funny. She really is.
Okay, well, in that case, then, what is the other girl's name? Charlize Theron.
I'm with you, though, with her. Oh,
Charlize Theron.
I love her.
She's hot.
She got skinny, though. I like her in the mask.
She can get weird. I don't know.
I still like her. Okay, anyway.
Yeah. Well, you guys get more to pick from than us. I don't know if it's a celebrity crush.
My celebrity crush as a guy.
What about the kind?
As a guy.
Celebrity crush ended in
Chris Hemsworth.
No.
Serious?
They're ugly. Thor? Hollywood has really bad taste.
You don't like Thor?
No.
What about the guy? What's his name?
Why is Harry Groot attractive?
Mark Wahlberg.
I like his attitude. Yeah. I love his attitude.
He's good looking. He's good looking too. Okay, good. See, good pick.
People ask me, okay.
He cracks me up.
If I had, like, I always had the
I would hang out with him.
People ask me, if you had to have one gay experience, who would he be with? It used to be Johnny Depp.
But now I think. He's a woman.
Yeah.
Now it would just be straight.
So now I gotta pick somebody else who I think I would.
No, I think that was
a good that's a good choice. I love it.
I might be getting too old because I wanna say Tom Hanks.
Cute.
He's my celebrity crush.
That's sad.
I adore him.
That is so cute.
I love Tom Hanks.
Abe Vigoda.
Who's that?
The guy from Fish. Oh, Barney Miller. He's Fish from Barney Miller. I think he died early.
Oh, I'm sorry. My condolences.
Paul Newman.
Paul Newman?
I would pick somebody small and tiny who I probably would be sure that he's not packing.
If I had to be,
you could still be the top.
I could be the top. Okay.
Find the bottom.
Literally.
Anyway,
I don't know. You go pick Mark Wahlberg. He seems pretty aggressive.
Yeah. What guy would I not want to?
Or not?
Rosie O'Donnell. And Rachel Maddow.
Oh, those are good choices. Very good choices.
Oh, I can just...
Both men.
The sea level is rising because of all the snowflakes melting right now from what we're talking about. But yeah, we're just joking around. We're having fun.
Having fun.
Naughty and I are technically snowflakes. Yeah, we're technically snowflakes.
Why?
Because we're millennials.
Millennials are not snowflakes.
Oh. Snowflakes are... That's what I heard.
Oh, I don't know.
Because that generation... Yeah.
To me, a snowflake is anybody who crumbles and melts at anything that a conservative...
disagrees with them on.
Not even a conservative. Anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody. They yell at each other too. They melt inside
each other. Snowflake is just, no coping skills.
Wait. And I shouldn't. A side story. It was on, there is this chancellor or president of a school, a college, a Christian college, and one of the students came up to him and saw him because he said that there was the preacher was doing a sermon on the Corinthians verse, the loved one, love is patient, love is kind.
Yeah.
And he said that during the sermon, he felt convicted. And he felt like he was being ostracized and he felt guilty because he wasn't being a loving person. And he doesn't think that it's fair that somebody was up there making him feel this discomfort and this guilt.
That's a snowflake. No.
So then he wrote an open letter to the president to all of the students, and it's called "This Is Not a Daycare, It's a University."
Oh, yes. I learned.
I gotta send you the link.
Oh, I think I know it because I've seen him talk.
He said it's
not a daycare.
He was on Tucker.
He was on.
That is so true.
You gotta read the
I believe
letter.
It was Tucker.
The letter is on CBN.com too.
College is not a daycare.
Yeah, and he has the whole thing. He said, "Can you believe this happened to me?" He said, "If you felt like you were uncomfortable during that sermon, if you felt like that is called conviction. It is an altar call to you. It means you change. It doesn't mean why everybody else has to change. It shows you how you have to change." Yeah, it was just the perfect letter. Yeah, so on that, that's what I guess he was a snowflake.
Yeah, that's a snowflake.
Yeah, so I guess I don't know. I associate snowflakes.
And SMU wanting to remove all of the flags honoring the 9/11 victims. Because it might trigger students.
Yeah. What triggers is the fact that it actually happened. Can we remove what we don't like then? Like, can I remove them?
You know what triggers things? Like terrorists.
Amen.
The act itself. Yeah. I don't think it needs to be triggered. It's there.
Yeah.
Those flags just stay there. I remember waking up that day.
Because
we're in Hawaii, we're a little behind. Yeah. But waking up to this devastation that you'll never forget. Life changed after that. Yeah. After that moment, life was.
And they don't. That's another thing. They don't even know because they weren't here before.
This
is not normal. This is bad.
Yes.
Terrorist attacks are bad. They don't happen all the time. There was a time in life where we didn't have to worry about it.
This is
not normal. Yeah, I shouldn't be going to an NFL game looking behind me, freaking out,
worried about
to get blown up. Yeah, and I did that at both NFL games
before 9/11.
I shouldn't be at Disneyland watching a parade, wondering, like, this is the perfect time. We're all sitting here together looking at something
and looking
else.
Up or
the fireworks show, thinking, like, they can hide it within the fireworks. This shouldn't be on my mind.
And then you get idiots all over, including Hawaii, joining ISIS or claiming ISIS, whatever. It's like, that's the thing you got to worry about nowadays.
No, it really is.
You got something to say, Tigger?
It's all new.
You got something to say, Tigger?
So maybe...
Make sure you say that clear. She said Tigger.
It's Tigger. That's our cat.
It's the name of her cat.
Our cat is Tigger. We had Tigger, Pooh, and Piglet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tigger came and meowed, so I was just asking her what she wanted.
Yeah. All right, well...
Okay. She took my attention. She's kind of telling us it's time to wrap it up, and she jumped up. Yeah. All right, sorry, Tigger. You're right.
She said, baby's nap time.
Yeah. She's like, oh, excuse me. She needs to go. Granny's gonna be very upset.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It is baby nap time. Okay.
Call me baby.
Nap time for me. I gotta go take a nap. All right. Well, thanks for joining us for this podcast. If we did go too deep and whatever, hey, sorry. Well, actually, no, I'm not sorry.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a trend. I think I've given up.
Yeah.
I give up.
We'll try to make some fun. We'll try to make some deep. We'll try whatever we get a bunch of Portuguese together. That's what happens. Bunch of convicted Portuguese.
Yeah,
Portuguese.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
And we pray. So whatever comes out, comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And again, security not here today. He is working. If you can hear the babies crying in the background, it's nap time. So we need to wrap this up until our next podcast. So thank you for joining us. And don't forget to check out our website,
P Spot. No.
Don't look at that either. That must be.
No, bad. Don't look that up. No.
Although they do have things for that at Walmart. G-spotmusic.com.
And keep sticking our stickers, but don't, because I don't want to get in trouble for saying that. But keep doing it.
Yeah. Keep. If you see a G, a circle, black circle with a G in it, that's our stickers. And it has our website on it, too. So.
Yeah, and we're going to start doing contests with that soon, too.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
right,
if you see that, you can get.
And videos.
Free, and videos.
All right. Free what? Free items?
You get free, you get a free item. You get a free tote or a free iPhone case or.
Cool.
Or a high five.
Or a high five.
Or a yay.
You get a good job.
No, I promise. You get something physical. I'll be in charge of that. Don't worry.
Right, you'll get a consolation trophy. All right. So now we wrap it up like how we usually do.
Guy first.
Family second.
And everything else?
All into place.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Nap time.
Bye.
Production.
I have to slap Cala for this.
Oh yeah, constantly. Even with
taught
this,
us that.
Like even that.
I had to teach it to the kids.
That's right.
I taught it to Evan and Kaylee.
I can't stop. Yeah.
See, now it's started. Okay. I'll be doing it. They try to just do the one hand.
You gotta start the beat, that's why.
Yep. The things you learn.